Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Introduction to Biology in the MCAT. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following. First, we'll begin with an overview of the MCAT. The MCAT test format and scoring. Rapid learning for the MCAT. MCAT biology test topics. MCAT question types and examples. Test preparation strategies and test taking strategies. The MCAT concept map. The new MCAT and its coursework is divided into four sections: a chemical and physical foundation section, biological and biochemical foundation section, psychological and social foundation section, and a critical analysis and reasoning section. The chemical and physical foundations includes general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, and physics. The biological and biochemical foundation section also includes general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, and biology. The psychological and social foundation section includes psychology, sociology, and biology. Biology in the MCAT. General biology is tested in Section 1, Chemical and Physical Foundations, Section 3, Biological and Biochemical Foundations, and Section 4, Psychological, Social, and Biological Foundations. In this tutorial, we'll discuss the topic list for general biology in the MCAT, the test format, including passage questions and discrete questions, as well as exam techniques such as test-taking strategies and test preparation strategies. Together, these concepts will be combined to MCAT problem solving. Let's begin with an introduction to the new MCAT. First, what is the MCAT? The MCAT is the Medical College Admission Test. It's a standardized exam that most prospective students must take in order to gain admission to medical schools in the US and Canada. The MCAT is offered throughout the year in the months of January, April, May, June, July, and August, and September. To register, visit the MCAT official website. The ideal time to take the MCAT is when you've completed the basic science courses and between 12 and 18 months before entry into medical school. The structure of the MCAT. The MCAT is divided into four test sections with a 10-minute break in between each section. Section 1 is Chemical and Physical Foundations of Biological Systems. Section 2, Critical Analysis and Reasoning Skills. Section 3, Biological and Biochemical Foundations of Living Systems. And Section 4, Psychological, Social, and Biological Foundations of Behavior. The MCAT score consists of four individual section scores and one total score. Each section score has a range of between 118 and 132, with a midpoint of 125. The total score, the sum of all four sections, has a range between 472 and 528, with a midpoint of 500. The scores are released approximately 1 to 2 months after the test. The MCAT scores are equated, and this is designed to correct small differences in difficulty among exams on different dates. Remember, the MCAT is completely computer-based. Test specifics and the subjects covered on the MCAT. The chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social include 59 questions, which are given 95 minutes to complete. The fourth section, the critical reasoning, has 53 questions, which are given 90 minutes to complete. In the chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social, there are 44 passage questions and 15 multiple choice. In the critical reasoning section, all 53 are passage type questions. It's a longer test, The entire test will be 6 hours and 15 minutes long, with an optional 10-minute break between each section. The total seat time is 7 hours and 30 minutes. Now let's move on to discuss rapid learning for the MCAT. What is rapid learning? Rapid learning is a set of breakthrough methods to increase the speed of learning and deepen the understanding of the subjects. This is done by breaking down each complex subject into 24 manageable units, which are facilitated by rich media teaching, providing an effective multimodal learning opportunity. The science of rapid learning. Rapid learning takes advantage of multimodal learning. Learning styles can be described using the acronym VARC. V, which is visual, A, which is oral, R, read and write, and K, kinesthetic. Rapid learning courses are designed to optimize the learning experience for all four types of learners by presenting materials visually, providing narrations for oral learners, involving students with interaction drills, and encouraging note-taking and rewriting of review cheat sheets to engage both read and write and kinesthetic learners. The redesigned MCAT. The new MCAT is a balanced approach of content, inquiries, and reasoning. Content knowledge and science and inquiry reasoning. There are a number of courses required for the MCAT, each with its own content and skills necessary for the exam. The rapid learning pathway to the MCAT. The MCAT big ideas are classified by the course content. Learning objectives are in each of the 24 core concepts. The rapid learning pathway leads to enduring understanding through the use of 24 core tutorials, 24 problem drills, 24 review sheets, 24 printable ebooks, and 24 MP3 audiobooks. The MCAT big ideas are integrated into 6 subjects: the MCAT General Chemistry, Organic Chemistry, MCAT Physics, MCAT Biology, Biochemistry, and Psychology. Rapid learning versus other test prep strategies. Rapid learning is not a review course, it's rather a relearn of the subjects from the start, visually. Other test prep strategies include printed books or test prep classes by college students. They're generally a high-level review. Rapid learning are rich media courses designed by professors, and they include a comprehensive relearning of the material. If you're looking for a simple review, go for Amazon's test prep books. If you're looking to restudy the subject courses from the beginning to the end, use rapid learning. For many, the combination of both might work best. Now let's move on to biology in the MCAT, a topics list, an overview of MCAT biology, and preview question formats. The MCAT biology topics include enzymes, enzyme structure and function, control, and basic metabolism, molecular biology, DNA and protein synthesis, protein synthesis, genetic code, transcription, and translation, molecular biology, chromosome organization, control, and gene expression, genetics, Mendelian concepts, meiosis, genetic variability, mutation, and sex-linked characteristics. Also included in biology on the MCAT is analytical methods, microbiology, including fungi, virus structure, and life cycle, prokaryotic structure, growth, physiology, and genetics, eukaryotic cells, structure, function, regulation, and specialization, the nervous and endocrine system, circulatory, lymphatic, and immune systems, the respiratory system, the skin. the digestive and excretory systems, muscular and skeletal systems, reproductive system and development, as well as evolution. There are two types of questions on the MCAT, passage questions and discrete questions, or in other words, multiple choice questions. The majority, roughly 75%, of the questions will be passage-based questions. Passages can be informational presentations, problem-solving techniques, research studies, or persuasive arguments in the context of biological systems. The remainder 25% will be standalone, multiple-choice, discrete questions. Here's an example of a passage-based question. The passage-based question will present information and require outside knowledge. A change in the cell's genetic material results in a mutation. A mutation may be silent, include one or a few nucleotides, or maybe a large change in the DNA molecule, such as a translocation or a large deletion. A mutation in a germ cell will be transmitted to the offspring and is responsible for most of the genetic diseases. A point mutation is a change in a single nucleotide. This may be subclassified as a substitution, deletion, or insertion. These mutations may lead to missense, nonsense, silent, or frame shift effects. Each passage will be associated with between 4 and 8 questions. Here are a couple of sample questions to go with the previous passage. Number 1. Sickle cell hemoglobin is produced by which type of mutation? A. A deletion, B. An insertion, C. A substitution, or D. None of the above. The correct answer for this question is C, a substitution. Number 2. A mutation converts an AGA codon to a TGA codon in DNA. This mutation is an example of A, a termination mutation, B, a missense mutation, C, a frameshift mutation, or D, a nonsense mutation. The correct answer for this question is D, a nonsense mutation. The second type of question on the MCAT are discrete multiple choice questions with 4 answer options. You have to pick the one best answer. These are standalone questions without any accompanying passage. Here are a couple of examples. Number 1, in a plasma membrane, which of the following provides a general barrier to the movement of molecules? A. Proteins, B. Lipids, C. Carbohydrates, or D. Fatty acids. The correct answer for this question is B. Lipids. Number 2. When a trauma victim is first admitted into an emergency room, doctors perform a test to determine if the patient is suffering from shock. Shock is a serious medical condition where cells are not receiving oxygen. Which characteristic of human cells makes them susceptible to oxygen deprivation? A. The use of mitochondria. B. The use of a ribosome. C. Replication of DNA. Or D. Cell division. The correct answer for this question was A. The use of mitochondria. Now I'll move on to discuss MCAT test preparation strategies. Here's a 4-step process to successfully prepare for biology on the MCAT. The first is to manage time. 1 hour, 1 chapter at a time. Number 2 is to understand the concepts. These are presented in Rapid Learning's core tutorials. Number 3, do practice problems and practice drills. And number 4 is review efficiently. Use the cheat sheets that are provided. Time management, study, and focus. Remember, the MCAT does not test every single biology concept, so only study the topics that the MCAT actually tests. Focus core study hours on weak areas. Do not study all the areas at once. Track your mastery of the concepts using practice exams. Check to see that the areas you are focusing on are actually improving. Plan ahead and set yourself a study schedule. Schedule a couple of hours every day to study. Take short practice tests every day and schedule complete exams weekly to test your learning and planning for the MCAT. Long-term study goals. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. Studying in set doses ahead of time results in greater memory and understanding of concepts. Studies show the more passes or times you go over information, the more you will own it. Repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master the MCAT. The second step in our test preparation strategy was to master and understand the concepts. Work on mastery of general concepts that connect to one another. For example, lysosomes are the membrane-bound organelles in eukaryotic cells which contain hydrolases. Lysosomes are regarded as the digestive tract of the cells. Hydrolases are the enzymes that bring about hydrolysis of various compounds. It's also important to connect concepts. Generalizing concepts allows you to understand and solve many other concepts without memorizing them. For example, now when we talk about the digestion of proteins, lipids, and carbohydrates in the digestive tract, it's hydrolysis that's taking place. Remember, we just said that hydrolysis happens in the presence of hydrolases. Notice the concept connection here. It's also important to seek answers to your questions. If something is confusing or unclear, get your questions resolved. Make absolutely certain you have points of confusion resolved as soon as you can identify them. Don't put it off till later. Although it might seem tedious, these unanswered questions might show up again and probably on the MCAT. Incomplete or partial comprehension. For example, let's say you didn't really understand what the genetic code is, but you still managed to successfully discuss protein synthesis superficially. For example, in a majority of proteins, AUG acts as the initiator codon. Then a more complex problem rests on this concept, such as what is meant by the term wobbling. Because of the superficial understanding of the concept of the genetic code, you cannot extrapolate this answer. By mental skimming, you will drown yourself on the MCAT. You can master these concepts and perform well if you plan ahead and practice that plan. The fourth step of our test preparation overview was to review efficiently. Creative supplemental study. Summarize what you've learned with cheat sheets. By a cheat sheet, we mean a summary of what you've learned in a simple and brief outline for a chapter. Use the ones provided with this series, but making your own is a wonderful way to cement concepts in your head. Use your smartphone for audio learning. Audio learning is an ideal way for on-the-go learning. It also reinforces what you've learned visually, and you can practice recalling from your long-term memory. Rapid Learning provides 24 audiobooks for 24 chapters in a subject. Cheat sheets for quick review. Summarize what you've learned in a simple and brief outline. Use the cheat sheets provided in the Rapid Learning tutorials. Cheat sheets should include all key terms and concepts. Give yourself memory clues that work for you, such as a mnemonic, an image, or other memory games. For example, you can create your own MCAT mnemonic. A mnemonic for immunoglobulins is MAGE, M-A-D-G-E, and this stands for IgM, IgA, IgD, IgG, and IgE. The different classes of immunoglobulins. Now we'll move on to discuss MCAT test-taking strategies. Here's a test-taking overview. Follow these steps during the test. Number 1, know the test inside and out before you take the MCAT. Number 2 is to plan your attack the minute the test begins. Number 3, use techniques to build focus It will improve your score. Number 4, apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. And number 5, if you don't know the answer, guess the right way. Let's begin with step 1 of our test-taking overview. Know the MCAT. Prepare ahead of time and know the test process. Bring your alert mind and valid ID and leave your personal items in your locker or at home. Arrive at least 30 minutes before the test and be prepared for the check-in process. Know the format of the test inside and out so there's no surprises. Know the instructions of the different sections to save time the day of the test. Step 2 was to plan your attack. Use game plan strategies. Scan the section and make a note of where the midpoint is and try to be there halfway through the time. You can use the on-screen clock to keep track of your time. Use approximately 1 minute per question for multiple choice. The rest of the time is needed to read and refer to passages. Except for the standalone questions, answer problems sequentially as information from an earlier problem may help you understand a later problem. Step 3 was to build your focus. Get into a rhythm by focusing. Confidence builds speed, accuracy, and score. Trust your instincts and don't waste time second-guessing. To improve your concentration, do one problem at a time and do not worry about the problem before or after. Use the scratch paper provided to organize your thoughts and draw your attention. Breathe deeply and refocus on what you know. Set a time limit on each problem and then move on. The last two steps in our test-taking strategy are to zoom in on the answer and guess the right way. To make an educated guess, eliminate wrong answers first. Remember, the MCAT does not penalize you for wrong answers. This means you should answer every question, even if you have to guess, because there is a chance you might choose the correct answer. Think of the answer first. Read the question, and before you begin scanning the answer choices, come up with your own answer. Here's an example of what we mean. Question. The enzymes in the Krebs cycle are located in A, the cytoplasm, B, the mitochondrial membrane, C, the mitochondrial matrix, or D, microsomes. For this question, choice B and C sound similar. What should you do? Two answers often look similar in the MCAT. If you've answered the question in your mind before you read the solutions, you will not be confused by the options. When you're taking the MCAT, beware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice. This tempts students to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. Let's discuss an example of what we mean. Here's a question. Which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? A. Mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. B. Mitosis is a reductional division. C. Prophase 1 shows complex chromosomal behavior and 5 substages. Or D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. In this problem, answer choice A was the trap, because most students intuitively assume that mitosis occurs only in diploid cells. Be aware of absolute statements such as always, never, or all. The absolute answer is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. In most cases, relative words like possibly, sometimes, or often indicate the correct answer. So going back to our question about mitosis, we'd already removed answer choice A as a possibility. Answer choice B was an absolute statement describing the process. Mitosis is a reductional division. So we will also remove B as an answer choice option. This leaves C and D as possible choices. Out of these two, D was correct. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. Dealing with similar and opposite answer choices. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are usually both incorrect. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because there can only be one correct answer. However, if two answer choices are opposites, one of them is probably correct because the test wants to differentiate between the two core ideas. Let's discuss an example of the significance of opposites. Here's a question. Induction is a process in which the synthesis of an enzyme in an organism is A, increased, B, decreased, C, controlled, or D, inhibited. If you have no idea at all about which of these answers is correct, base your guess on the clue of opposites. Choices A and B are opposites. Increased was A and decreased was B. These are the two answer choices you should focus on. For this question, answer choice A is the correct one. Using educated guessing, you may deduce that induction would mean increasing something. The process of elimination and answer selection. Here's a sample question. The best stimulant for secretion of insulin from beta cells in the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas is A, a hyperlipidemic state, B, a hyperglycemic state, C, a hypoglycemic state, or D, a normal glycemic state. Choice A and D are both automatically incorrect because they are unrelated answers to this question. Choice B and C are opposite answers, so these are where we're going to focus. Out of B and C, answer choice B is correct. Educated guessing equals wrong answer elimination. Here's an example. Simple feedback inhibition in a metabolic sequence is brought about by A, end product inhibiting the last enzyme in the sequence, B, the end product inhibiting the first enzyme in the sequence, C, accumulation of intermediates in the sequence, or D, end products altering the kinetics of the sequence. So for this question, if you knew that intermediates are not accumulated in the sequence, then you can cross out answer choice C. Your odds of guessing the correct answer have changed from 1 in 4 to 1 in 3. Summary. Here's a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The MCAT is a standardized test for medical school admission with 4 equally weighted sections. There are 3 science sections, each with 59 questions in 95 minutes, and 1 critical reasoning section with 53 questions in 90 minutes. There are 2 question types, passage and discrete. Each section on the MCAT has a score range of between 118 and 132, with a midpoint at 125. The MCAT total score has a range of between 472 and 528, with a midpoint of 500. Rapid Learning provides 6 MCAT subjects in general and organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, physics, and psychology. General biology is tested in the MCAT in 3 science sections, and the contents are covered in a traditional 2-semester general biology course. Congratulations for completing the Introduction to Biology in the MCAT audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.